Our guest analyst this afternoon, Bob Liebacken, president of RML Trading. Bob, kind of a two-sided market here again today.
Yep, it's been pretty volatile this week, especially in the wheat market. Some talk about importation on the East Coast of some wheat from overseas, and Russia keeps lowering their price on per ton. They were somewhere around 240, the U.S. numbers about 256, so it's a little bit of a disadvantage to us. Winter wheat crop from the Kansas seems to be getting smaller, some weather issues there, and then in some areas now they're getting too much rain and trying to hamper the harvest that is there very little, but it's also some quality issues that could bring forward. And then Minneapolis ended up today up six, some idea that planting is getting done, but might be on the late side. Some talk western North Dakota had a lot of rain here a few days ago, and they're really behind, so some acres might be getting switched to other crops because of the lateness of the spring wheat and the durum, so that might have some impact on the acres here as we move forward. Beans ended up down 6 to 10 in the back months, July up 2. There again, kind of the same thing. There was some talk that maybe there's a chance of some warmer temps with drier conditions coming in, so we were up one day, down the next. The corn market kind of playing off the same thing. The front month corn up 4, strength there, back months down 4. So, and we got Friday tomorrow, of course, and then we got a 3-day weekend with Memorial Day, and the markets will open on Monday night.
Kind of a sloppy day in the cattle markets, too. The hogs sharply lower, but the cattle managed to find some footing here today.
Yep, front month cows up $1.20, the back month up 65. Exports were ahead of the 4-week average. Feeders up 17 to up 45. And the hogs, exports, they're slacking quite a bit with the cash prices down, so anywhere from 220 to about 357, lower in the live hogs. So yeah, they've had quite a sell-off here lately, and the weakness continues.
Anything else we need to be aware of we're talking about here?
Well, we're getting into the silly season, you know, with the weather, 3-day weekend coming in next week. We'll see if anything changes, any forecasts. You know, if we do get subject to some warmer, drier, we could allow for the market to at least short cover a little bit, and we'll just see what happens. I think that's the big deal right now, is what the weather is going to be moving forward.
Bob Liebacken at RML Trading.